Mount Allison University is a major economic engine for the Tanchamar area and a central part of the social and cultural life of Sackville. Most of the university's multi-million dollar budget comes from tuition and other fees paid for by students, but the university also receives millions of dollars annually in grants from the provincial government. That means it's accountable to elected representatives, and this week senior officials from public universities are appearing at legislative committee hearings in Fredericton. These kinds of hearings happen regularly, with public universities reporting on their operational highlights and answering questions from MLAs. The Select Committee on Public Universities kicked off its hearings on Tuesday morning with senior officials from Mount A. They told MLAs about the economic importance of the university for the community and also the financial pressures it faces. Here's Robert Inglis, Mount Allison's Vice President of Finance and Administration. He was accompanied by Jeffrey Hennessy, the university's provost and VP Academic and Research.
We have 450 full-time faculty and staff, around 1,000 part-time. This includes students. We employ many, many students. Our salary mass is around $48 million, which is significant for any organization, but particularly in rural New Brunswick. Our employees consequently contribute around $9 million of income tax, so this is direct contribution to the federal or provincial budget, so to speak, and of course there are multiplier effects by such a payroll and such spending to the government. Our non-payroll spend, not including capital projects, is around $35 million. On average, when you consider what our students spend, they're spending approximately $57 million in our communities. The university has been gifted significant donations over the years, and this has resulted in an endowment fund of around $218 million. I point this out because it is the second largest endowment fund per student of any university in the country. You may then feel that, well, why are we here today talking about financial challenges? It takes a lot to run a small university, and much of our endowment funds are used to provide the value add that provides the excellent academic and student life experience that we're going to talk about today.
Altogether, Mount Allison has a $54.5 million budget for the current academic year, but with $55.7 million in expenses, it will run a deficit of more than $1 million. Half of the university's revenue comes from tuition and student fees, and tuition goes up each year. This year's budget includes a 3% tuition hike. That brings tuition fees to nearly $10,000 for full-time domestic students and closer to $20,000 for international students. Another 43% of Mount A's revenue comes from provincial grants. Compared to tuition, those funds have increased slowly over the years. Last year, Minister of Postsecondary Education Trevor Holder announced that universities in New Brunswick would receive a 1.5% increase in operating grants, with an additional 1% incentive linked to growth in enrollment. Here's Liberal MLA Keith Chasson asking Mount Allison VP Robert Inglis about the state of the university's finances.
Has the general revenues, have they kept up with the expenses?
No. And this is true for most universities.
Yeah.
So the simple math is that tuition goes up every year. Generally speaking, at Mount Allison and similar universities, around 3% per year. Your core operating grant could see anywhere between 1 to 2% increase. This year, there's a little bit of an add-on related to some enrollments. 50% of the money comes from students and 50% of the money comes from the grant. So you're talking about revenue going up around 2.5% per year. As you know from your own conversations about your own budgets in the government, inflation is not a 2.5% world. Therefore, when your costs go up more than your revenue, you have a challenge. This is exacerbated by the challenge that universities, in particular Mount Allison, a rural environment, is having to do more. There's higher expectations in areas of student services, and Dr. Hennessy talked about some of our goals to increase more accessibility. Accessibility physically, accessibility financially, accessibility for support for those communities that not have traditionally gone to university. Essentially, that means adding professionalized staff that we haven't had before. That increases costs again. And finally, universities, even when budgets were balanced, were never keeping up with the needs of the spending on their buildings. So this is an area that I'm responsible for directly, and so we see challenges on deferred maintenance. The province would see this in your schools and hospitals, government buildings, no different than universities. Our revenues are not keeping up with the increases in expenses. The solution is to be really smart about how we spend, to only spend on the things we absolutely need to do, and to think about strategic ways to increase perhaps other revenues. The Dr. Hennessy talked about extended learning division, for example, and also recruitment of students. We are trying to increase the number of students we have at Mount Allison to beyond 2,500. Through international students, New Brunswick students, other parts of Canada.
Jeffrey Hennessy, the University Provost and Vice President, Academic and Research, spoke about some of the professional staff that Inglis referenced a moment ago. They include staff focused on equity, diversity, and inclusion, and sexual violence prevention and response. And while tuition keeps going up, Hennessy added that an increasingly large part of the budget is going towards financial aid. Chiasson, the Liberal MLA, asked if there was any indication that the Department of Post-Secondary Education, Training and Labour, also called PEDL, would increase the provincial grant.
Has there been any talks over the last year because of obviously the financial or the economic situation, you know, in the country and the world because of the rising cost of goods and things, that maybe for a year or two there would be additional funds given to universities to be able to offset those costs?
As I said, I'm not been in the room generally. Sometimes those conversations occur at the presidential level, and unfortunately our president couldn't be here today. I think certainly PEDL is fully knowledgeable of the challenges on inflation. Whether that's going to result in additional funds in the operating grant, that's something I just can't answer. So.
Okay. Overall, the government's share of contributions to post-secondary education have dropped massively in recent decades. New Brunswick covered 80% of the cost of universities in the 1980s, compared to just 57% by 2022, according to the Federation of New Brunswick Faculty Associations. Jean Sauvageau, the former president of that organization, also appeared before the committee on Tuesday. Sauvageau, a criminology prof at St. Thomas University, called on the government to reduce tuition fees, noting that many students work long hours in jobs that may interfere with their studies. He noted that many countries in the world, such as Poland and Germany, offer university with free tuition. 2015 data from StatsCan indicates that students who graduate with a bachelor's degree in this province end their studies with $40,000 in debt on average. That's more than anywhere else in the country except for Nova Scotia, where the figure was $41,000. The Canada-wide average was $28,000. In response to a query from CHMA, the Department of Post-Secondary Education provided an emailed statement citing investments of roughly $237 million overall for New Brunswick's universities. The statement said, in part, our government continues to work closely with our universities and is aware of the various challenges they are facing. The department has ongoing discussions with them to determine how we can best support their needs and how they can continue to contribute in a meaningful way to the social and economic development of the province while ensuring government's funding contributions are appropriate. Officials from UNB also addressed the committee on Tuesday, and the hearings continue today. You can tune in at legnb.ca.